Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Well, bless God, this is the time again, amen, for Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. Amen. We are thankful and grateful for having another opportunity to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. As we get ready to go in prayer, amen, we just ask that you come in complete agreement with us. Amen. As we go forward, bring forth the teaching of the Word of God tonight. Amen. Pray, daughter.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time of learning that you allowed us to have. We appreciate all those that you have had to tune in to listen to our ministry and the lessons that Apostle Tebow is teaching. We greatly appreciate your love and your patience, your mercy and your grace. We thank you for all of those things, Lord, plus everything else that you have done, are doing, and will do in our lives. Lord, we just ask that you open up the ears and hearts of the listeners today and so that they may get some information that they can use in their daily lives. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And, Lord, we just pray that you get all the glory from all the things that we are doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for my granddaughter. Amen. Amen. Marcy. Amen. My lovely wife, Providence Lisa Tebow, for opening up in prayer with us as we get ready to bring forth the Word of God. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 13. And we're also going to be looking at the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 7. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." In Ephesians 6, verse 7, it says, with goodwill during service as unto the Lord, and not to men. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears and to the doors of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Tonight we want to talk about, do your life reflect a servant heart? Do your life as a born-again believer of Christ, does it reflect a servant heart? God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God, a God that sits high and look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He knows us because he's the one that made us. He knows all about us. Matter of fact, he knows us better than we do ourselves. So do your life reflect a servant heart is the teaching here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, here we see in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, unto freedom." You have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Child of God, you must have the heart of a servant because it prevents you from feeling tempted to use your own abilities and gifts for your personal benefit rather than for service. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening in a later date. Child of God, you must have the heart of a servant because it prevents you from feeling tempted to use your own abilities and gifts for your personal benefit rather than for service unto the Lord. Also, beloved, having the heart of a servant urges you to answer God's call to service. Service first to him and to others. So child of God, while your main focus is your unique ministry, your secondary focus is in a call to serve or to service. Here again in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "With goodwill during service as to the Lord and not to men." What is a question may be asked tonight? What is a servant? A servant is a person who performs duty for another. A servant is one who is to be a devoted and helpful follower, one who is ready to act as God nurtures and inspire him or her to help meet the needs of other people. Child of God, a true servant. A true servant, a servant of God, a committed servant, has a strong, developed character of substitute. Beloved, as a servant, you must be willing to let God interfere with your daily schedule as he need to. Child of God, in order to change your schedule and to interfere or interrupt in your daily schedule, which will become less irritating when you see them as opportunities to do God's work. Yes, we have been called for such a time as this in 2022 to be a servant as unto the Lord, to serve God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to serve others as an opportunity present itself. Believer in Christ, true servant, always look for ways that they might be able to serve others and to take opportunities as soon as they spot them so they need perspective and flexibility. True servants give the same amount of dedication to every task, whether small or large. No servant is beneath them, nor too small, because everything is done with their whole heart, mind, body, and soul, doing it as unto the Lord. So do your life reflect a servant's heart? Here in the scriptures, it says in Matthew 20, verse 25 through 28, "But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. And whosoever you will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but not to be served unto, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." People of God, we are called to be servants and to have the heart of a servant as our Walmart. Servanthood is to be our attitude and our motivation as we follow Jesus Christ, our Lord, who's the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, we want to develop a servant heart. Yes, we want our life to reflect a servant heart. A person with a genuine servant heart is a person who does not demand recognition. Child of God, a servant is willing to remain in the shadows or the lower gallows. The servant gives without any acknowledgement. In fact, he or she is willing to give so that nobody knows who has done the giving. People of God, Jesus has strong words about those who tried so hard to receive the praises of other people. He taught us in the Word of God in Matthew 6, verses 1 and 2, "Take heed that you do not your charitable deeds or alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven." "So therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." We as people of God, if we are truly in God's work to do a task for him, we are not looking for recognition. We are not looking for a pat on the back. No, we do it as unto the Lord. Because one thing that we know, God sits high, but he looks low. He knows the work that we are doing. We know that our labor is not in vain. So as we do it as unto the Lord, God will be the one to reward us. He will be the one when we stand before him, and he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on up a little bit higher to a place that I prepared for you. Hallelujah. So, beloved, do your life reflect a servant heart? Beloved, the reward received by those who speak praises from people is just that, and only that, that praise from people. Such praises, it comes and it goes quickly. You see, the approval of people is very unpredictable, unstable, and often fleeting. Beloved, on the other hand, when it comes to God, God's praises and blessings are reserved for those who serve others without any expectation or recognition or praises from people. Yes, the question may be asked, does your life reflect a servant's heart? A servant's heart is a heart that is not selfish, a heart that is selfless, concerned about others more than ourselves. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, a true servant does not demand reward. As a child of God, a true servant gives without expecting anything in return from the person that he or she have served. True servanthood is born of manipulation or to have a desire to control other folks. Believers in Christ, your role as a bond servant of Jesus Christ is of a similar nature, because Jesus Christ is our Lord. He is our set example. He is our master, our ruler, and our honor. Jesus Christ is the one who has redeemed our lives from death. He is the one from whom we take our daily orders and from whom we receive all that we need. Jesus Christ is the one who have entrusted us to conduct spiritual business in his name while we're here on planet Earth. Yes, beloved, a genuine servant knows that he or her has all that they need in the Lord, in Jesus. All that is important and all that is desirable and of value to us. You see, when we receive, when we give, we will truly receive. People of God, we are expected to receive from God, not because we have given, but because God is faithful in providing for his children. God is faithful to himself, and he's faithful to his promises. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, a true servant of the Lord does not demand self-righteous. No, a true servant of the Lord has a yielding spirit both to God and to others. Does your life reflect a servant's heart? You see, a servant will stand up for what is right in God's eyes. Beloved, a person with a genuine servant heart does not insist that he or she have his or her own way. You know, the Burger King way. No, a true servant of God will do it God's way. A servant will yield the right of way to others or give preference to another, to one another, because it is done as unto the Lord. Developing a servant's heart should be our heart desire, to please God and not to please man. It's a decision that we must make on a daily basis. It is a decision that we must abide by if we say that we are ambassadors for Christ. Remember, Christ, Jesus Christ, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that is our set example that we should model our life after. Jesus, he came not to be served, but to become a servant, to serve others. Believer in Christ, you are to love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbors as ourselves. Yes, it is out of love that we, as God, that we serve people of God, servants to another, is the evidence of divine love, the agape love of God. Love in action. It is love in action. It is genuine. It is unconditional love. Believers in Christ, many people here in 2022 only give lip service to servanthood. They say that they are servant or want to be servant, but the truth of the matter is that we not only grow in our desire, our ability, and effectiveness as servant when we do it God's way. Here in the Word of God, we are reminded in the book of James. James says in James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he behold himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But he whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in all of his deeds. Does your life, brothers and sisters in Christ, does your life reflect a servant's heart? Does your life line up with God's perfect will for your life? He have called us. He have called us out of darkness into the light. We are the light of the world, a city that need not to be hidden. We are a light where there is darkness. So let us be an example of what Christianity is all about. Let us go beyond the four walls of our homes, of our church house, into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let us reach out to those that are less fortunate than we are. Let us not be given a handout. Instead, let us give a hand up to those that need, hallelujah, that those that need hope, where hopelessness is. We are God's servant. Do you have a servant heart here tonight? See, Jesus, I will set an example. He preached, he taught, he healed, and he performed miracles in order to help others and never to call attention to himself. We as a church, as the body of Christ, should really consider what Jesus did and let our life be a life of a servant, our servant heart, to reach out to others before ourselves. You see, Jesus poured out his very life so that others might be saved, and never thinking for a moment to save himself. You see, time and time again, Jesus said to those he had helped, do not tell anyone what has happened. See, God have called us to serve others, just as Jesus served other folks while he was here on planet Earth. See, God did not save you and me and every believer in Christ, or called us to service so that we might be exalted. No, God saved us so that we might serve others and to bring praises and honor to God's holy name. Yes, this is bare to be repeated so that we may hear it again. God did not save us or call us to service so that we might be exalted. No, God has called us so that we might serve others and to bring praises and honor to his holy name. True servants are servants that are dependable, servants that are reliable, servants that are faithful to the tasks that he has assigned us to do. Yes, we all been called for such a time as this. We all must have a servant heart. Let our life reflect a servant's heart. What is in your heart will eventually come out. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, let us do what we have been called to do. God has given us a tailor-made assignment, especially for each and every believer in Christ, to do while we are here. We are here for a set time and for a purpose underneath the sun. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, let us get busy to do our Father's business. Jesus said, I must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Night is rapidly upon us. So let us get busy and do what God has called each and every one of us to do. Does your life reflect a servant's heart? Do your life, hallelujah, is a set example of what Christianity is all about?
God has blessed me with. together through heartache and pain. In spite of all we endure at times, sometimes together we cry.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We do not have no right to this song, but we thank God for, hallelujah, for Pastor Jay, amen, 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 a wonderful, great woman of God, amen, allowing us to be able to speak the word of God on this platform that she have allowed us to come upon. So we are thankful and grateful tonight because God is good and worthy to be praised. And again, we are talking about, does your life reflect a servant's heart? We just thank God for each and every one that's listening, those that will be listening at a later date. We just hope and pray that by the unction of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit of God will quicken to you and give you word of encouragement just to keep on keeping on this Christian journey of ours in 2022. So we come in complete agreement with you based on the word of God that says if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And whatever you are believing God for, if it's in line with his will for your life, we just pray and agree with you that God will come through in your behalf in his time when he sees fit to do it. Amen. So true servants are servants that are dependable. They are loyal to the cause. Amen. And they do what they say that they will do, whether it is a task that needs to get done or a promise they need to keep. You know, this is very, very hard and very, very, to find a person, even a child of God that is faithful to what he or she is a man or woman of their word. Your word will go a long way. Your word, if you give your word to do it, then just do it. Amen. Don't back up like a crawfish looking for a hole in Louisiana. No, go forward with it. Amen. someone, amen, make sure that if you can't accomplish it, get back with them to let them know that, hey, you know, something came up, amen, because God is looking for our life to reflect a servant's heart, to reflect our faithfulness and dependability and loyalty, especially in these times that we are living in. So, beloved, in a world now in 2022, it seems to be increasingly difficult to get people to stick to their own commitment first to God and their commitment to others. You see, true servants are steadfastly trustworthy and reliable. True servants do not need to be noticed or praised for their service as unto the Lord, because it's all about God anyhow. Everything that we do is as unto the Lord. We either a man pleaser or a God pleaser. That's a choice that we must make on a daily basis. Which one is more important to you, to please God or to please man? Only you know and God knows. You see, when you have a servant heart, you will do everything that is pleasing in God's eyesight. A servant of God, they do humble service and do not go out of their way in order to get attention for it. Remember this always, that God sees all things and everything. He knows your ministry and he appreciates it. Beloved, true servant holds common attitude towards service. The attitude will reflect what is in their heart. An attitude number one is to always put others' needs first before yours. People of God, it takes time to develop an unselfish attitude towards service to the Lord, to God, and also service to others. Beloved, true servants always remember their commitment to stewardship. All of their gifts, whether tangible or intangible, has been entrusted to us by God to take care of and to be used in a trustworthy manner. Yes, believers in Christ, a true servant always focus on his or her own work and do not compete with others, because it is useless. Every one of us have different skills and assignment given to us by God to be used for his glory, to be used for his purpose. Yes, does your life reflect a servant's heart? People of God, servanthood, it demonstrates love by serving others. We are demonstrating the love of Christ to an unbelieving world. Yes, the world is watching us very closely. Bible says that as believers in Christ, as Christians, they will know us by the love we have one to another. Here, the word of God says in John 13, verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Believers in Christ, true service destroys selfishness. True service destroys selfishness. Yes, we want to get to the point in life where we are selfless. In other words, we are more concerned about others than we are of ourselves. You see, servanthood, it makes life bearable. Serving others gives us a platform for hope. People of God, to develop a servant heart, you must begin by being in right alignment with God, with God's will for your life. So embrace humility in your life. Let it be a daily practice and not a one-time event. Beloved, servanthood is other-centered and not self-centered. I'm going to say that again. Servanthood is other-centered and not self-centered. You don't need a person that is a true servant of God. Don't need the spotlight on them. They don't need that name, hallelujah, in neon lights. No, because they are reaching out and doing everything as unto the Lord. See, God will be the one to reward them in the end. Child of God, the more time you invest in searching for opportunities to serve others, the more natural servant others will become. It will become second nature because your behavior follows your thinking. Here in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 43 through 45. But so shall it be. But so shall it not be among you. Here Jesus is talking to his disciples and explaining to them about being a servant. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your servant or your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, or to be ministered, served unto, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Yes, developing a servant heart. Do your life reflect a servant's heart? Beloved, as being Christians, if we want our world around us to know Jesus like we do, we need to serve and sacrifice like Jesus did. You see, a true servant of the Lord has only one agenda. Their heart is about advancing the cause of Christ and his kingdom. Beloved, you cannot be a follower of Christ without being a servant. And you cannot be a servant without serving. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening. Those that will be listening at a later date. Beloved, you cannot be a follower of Christ without being a servant. And you cannot be a servant without serving. Child of God, a servant has to be an example to others. Developing a servant's heart means that you lead by example. Child of God, greatness in God's kingdom does not come from being powerful or obtaining praises by men. You must be willing to be a servant of all. It is all about having a servant heart. It is all about others. It's not about being selfish. It's about being selfless. Remember this, that a servant is a person who meets the needs of others. A servant is an individual who put themselves under submission to another. You see, in Christianity, we're all called first to submit to God to submit one to another. Believers in Christ, in order to cultivate a servant's heart, we have an example. And that example is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is our role model. Remember that greatness in God's kingdom. Again, it does not come from occupying a position of power as the world does, or being praised by people. No, God is more interested in you as his child, of having a servant heart and your attitude towards others. Matthew 20 verse 26 says, "But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant." People of God, when we obey God's commandment, we exhibit a servant heart. Beloved, in today's society, in 2022, there has become a tendency to focus on self-fulfillment rather than making it a priority to serve God and serve others. Yes, we are living in uncertain times, but we as born-again believers of Christ, we know, in order to please God, we must do. We must follow his word. And the word says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause in the verse, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Here in the word of God, in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Let nothing be done through strife of vainglory, but in lowness of mind, that each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but let every man also on the things of others." Serving others according to the word of God in 1 Peter 4:10. Beloved, does your life reflect a servant's heart? Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1 through 1 and 2, "Be ye therefore followers of God as their children, and walk in love, as Christ also had loved us and have given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." Yes, does your life reflect a servant's heart? You see, the heart of a servant is humble. Also, the heart of a servant is filled with compassion and loving. The heart of a servant is obedient. A true servant of the Lord obeys God, not out of convenience, but out of conviction. The one thing that is required of a servant is that he or she to be faithful to their master. Yes, beloved, the heart of a servant, again, is not selfish. It is selfless. The heart of a servant encourages others where they need to be encouraged. Believers in Christ, having a servant heart means to not only put others' need ahead of yours, of your own, but to serve with the right motivation, and that is to put God's will first. Word says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you." Brothers and sisters in Christ, We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Remember what the scriptures said here tonight. But Jesus called them unto him, talking about his disciples. And he did a Bible teaching to teach them about servanthood, to teach them what is the role of being a servant. Yes, we've all been called for such a time as this. We have been called to be representatives of Christ here on planet Earth. And Jesus gave them the description about the difference of being, hallelujah, a servant as well as being a servant first to God and a servant having a servant's heart towards others. Yes, some people, even now in 2022, they will call you everything but a child of God. The Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Even as having a servant heart, you will cross paths with people that will dislike what you stand for. They did it to Jesus. Now, if they did it to Jesus, you know they would do it to you. But we always have to be content of knowing this, that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? The word says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we, as ambassadors of Christ, should strive each and every day for our life to reflect a servant's heart. Because what is in our heart will eventually come out of our mouth. What is in our heart will eventually show through our life. Does your life reflect a servant's heart? A servant is one that is under submission to another. We are followers of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is the one that went to Calvary. He's the one that shed his blood for all mankind. All the sins of the world was placed on his shoulders. He endured. He endured all of what the hatred of those that accused him. He was without sin, committed no sin, but he became the ransom for us. He satisfied the sacrifice that God had in order to redeem us from sin. He shed his blood for the remission of our sin. So the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, talking about Jesus' blood, there'd be no remission of sin. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, God gave us his best. So we, as ambassadors of Christ, should give God our best. Jesus, he bridged the gap between God and man. He became the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be back in right standing with the Lord. Even though we're in this pandemic, God is still sits high and look low. He's still calling people to himself. He's still calling to send a man, to send a boy, send a girl, to send a man, send a woman back to himself. But we have to understand that it begins, in order to have a servant heart, it begins first with acknowledging the fact that we are a sinner. Acknowledging the fact that we need a Savior on a spiritual basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, here tonight, there may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the hour. Quit putting off today for tomorrow, because we are not promised tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. If you hear his word, don't harden your heart. Come to him just the way you are. Torah from the flow of God is, hallelujah, he has his arm outstretched. It's just simply realize that you need help on a spiritual basis. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's coming to a conclusion in life of realizing that you tried everything else. Try God. Try him for yourself. You done heard what you did for somebody else. This is your hour. This is your time. Come to him. Word of God says, after you repent of your sin, letting God know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. Submit yourself underneath his mighty hand on bended knees and bow down head, making a confession of faith and a belief. According to Romans 10:9-10, that says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart should believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If that's you tonight, come to Jesus just the way you are. He's waiting on you. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the Word of God that will bring, and did tonight, that will bring forth encouragement to your soul and just help you just to keep on going on a little bit further until Jesus come back for a church without spot, limit, or wrinkle. Hallelujah. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can write to Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, you can reach us at Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. Have a wonderful, safe, blessed evening and weekend until we meet again through the use of the internet on this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Keep us in prayer and we'll do the same for you. God bless. Good night.